Do you attend a church? If so, is it the true church, God's church, the church of God, the church of Jesus Christ, the church of Christ, which, by the way, is not a denomination, but the way which Scriptures refers to the people of God, the church of Christ. The church is local assemblies throughout the Bible time were called by their location, a church at Ephesus, a church at Colossae. The church, God's people, they all believed the same thing. They weren't the different denominations. There was one Lord, one faith. The church is not a building, but the church is the people of God. As someone once said, the people of God don't go to church. They are the church. Or maybe someone's listening to this who's looking for a church. I hear people say that sometimes. I'm looking for a church. Well, let me say this. The church is not a building, but the church is a people. There is no temple in Jerusalem as I speak. The Lord had the temple there torn down and destroyed twice. There is no temple, and that is according to God's purpose, because the temple is the people of God. God does not dwell in buildings made with hands, but He dwells where His people are, in the hearts of His people, in the midst of His people. When His people leave the church house, God does too. He goes with them. He is with them. The church house is a place, a building where the church meets. All right? What is the church? There are, in Exodus chapter 12, there are four ways that you may know a church house is the church where the church of God meets. In Exodus chapter 12, it's a story of the people of Israel, the children of Israel, who dwelled in houses. And then there were the Egyptians that had their houses, the houses of the children of Israel and the houses of the Egyptians. Well, God was in the houses where the children of Israel were. You could call them the church houses, the church house. And the way you knew that God was in that house was four ways. And this is how you may distinguish the true church of God, or a church house, where God is, where God's people are, where the truth is proclaimed. If you're looking for a church, this is how you may know the true from the false. Though there are so-called churches on every street corner in America and throughout the land, there's only one true church. All right? Four ways that you may know a true church house, or where the church of God meets. In Exodus chapter 12, there are four ways. Number one, who was in the house? Number two, what was on the house? Number three, what were they doing in the house? And number four, what was not in the house? In Exodus chapter 12, I'll tell you who was in the house. Who was in the house there, and who is in the house of God, the church of God now? I'll tell you who it was. It was the children of Israel. Not the Egyptians, but the children of Israel. They were the sons of Jacob. They're called God's elect. That's what God called them. He said, Jacob have I loved. That's who God loved. That's who God chose. That's who God revealed Himself to. That's who knew the living and true God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He said, I am the God of Jacob. And so the Lord God revealed Himself to these people whom He had chosen. Who is in the house, the church house today? The true church. It's where God's elect are, where the chosen of God are. He said this so many times throughout the Scriptures. They are called His elect. This is not a doctrine, just a doctrine, that is, but it is an absolute truth. He said in Isaiah 43, this people have I chosen. These are the people that I have chosen for myself. that they might know me, that I am the Lord, there is none else. He says in verse 12, I have declared and I have saved, and I have showed them that I am God, and beside me there is none else, that I will work, and who shall prevent me? So it's God's people that's in the true church hat. They know who chose who. If you ask the true people of God, they will tell you it is God that does the choosing, not man. It's God that does the electing, not man. It is according to God's will, God's choice, who are His people. They are born of God, begotten of God, by the word of God, chosen of God. They are foreknown, that means foreloved, predestinated, called, justified, and glorified. Salvations of the Lord. Everyone in the houses of Israel knew that they were chosen by God. And they knew God because God first knew them and loved them and chose them. So it is in the church today. If any so-called church does not believe that God does the choosing, that God has an elect people, it is not God's church. Number two, what was on the house? What was on the house? Well, in Exodus chapter 12, he said in verse 7, they shall take of the blood and strike it on the two side posts and on the upper door posts of the houses wherein they shall eat it. And down in verse 13 it says, the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where you are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt. What was on the houses? On all the houses of the children of Israel, the blood of a lamb. They all knew it. They knew it then. They know it now. Every true church house, this is what they know. This is what God reveals to all of God's people. It is the blood that maketh atonement for the soul. That without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. Every true church house where God's church is, everyone in that house who is a true child of God, elect, chosen of God, whom God reveals Himself to, they know that it is only the blood of Jesus Christ that spares them. It is the blood of Jesus Christ which was shed for the remission of their sin. Not their faith, not their works, not their decision, not anything they do. But what Jesus Christ did on Calvary's tree, Jesus Christ and Him crucified is the Lamb slain for the remission of the sins of all of God's people. I want you to notice now, if you read this story, that that blood was not on the houses of any of the Egyptians. Egypt has always stood for the world. Egypt has always represented the world. And the blood was not upon any of the houses of the Egyptian. And the blood was not out there in the street for anybody to take it if they wanted it. Jesus Christ did not die for every single human being. He died for His people. He said, I lay down my life for my sheep. And that blood was shed for the remission of many, not all, many. And everyone for whom Jesus Christ died, they shall be saved. And the Holy Spirit through the gospel, preaching of the gospel, which I am doing right now, He comes and reveals to every one of God's chosen, every one of His church, in the church house where the gospel is preached, and they know, every one of them, it is the blood of Jesus Christ that puts away their sin. Nothing more, nothing less. What was going on in the house? What were they doing in the house? In verse 8 it says, they shall eat the flesh in that night, roast with fire. They shall eat the flesh. They were eating the flesh of that lamb. And Jesus Christ said these very words, except you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no part in me. What were they doing in the houses of Israel? They were eating the lamb. They were talking about the lamb. They were going out of Egypt. God had come down to bring them out, Exodus chapter 3 said. And He revealed to them that the blood was sparing them. And they're coming out. They would not die because a lamb, a substitute that represents Jesus Christ who was to come, died in their stead. And so they're coming out. They won't die. And so they're eating and remembering the blood that was shed for them. And that's what Christ said, except you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no part in me. All of God's people, they feast on the gospel of Christ and Him crucified. They know that it's the blood, that it's Christ, that is their life, that is their salvation. The mercy of God, the grace of God, the salvation of God is all in Jesus Christ. And what you will find in the true church house, wherever God's people meet, is a preacher standing up declaring the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Nothing else, nothing more, nothing less. Always, at all time, and every time they meet, just like the children of Israel in Egypt, they were eating the lamb that night. That's where you'll find God's people. If you're looking for a true church, that's what you'll find them doing. Worshiping God, rejoicing in Christ Jesus, and doing nothing else but preaching and hearing the gospel. All right? That's what they were doing in the house. What was not on the house? It's equally important as what was not in the house as what was on the house. All right? Look at Exodus chapter 12. It says in verse 15, 7 days you shall eat unleavened bread. The first day you shall put away leaven out of your houses. Put away leaven out of your houses. There shall be no leaven in your houses. The person, he said, that I see eating leaven shall be cut off. Verse 20 says, you shall eat nothing leavened. In all your habitations shall you eat unleavened bread. What is leaven? Well, the Lord told his disciples, beware the leaven of the Pharisees. That's self-righteousness. They thought their works, they thought their deeds, they thought what they did for God made them accepted. No, it's the blood. There's no self-righteousness in the church of God. And leaven is insincerity, hypocrisy. That's what Paul said, to eat the Passover with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. Oh, our Lord warned, he said, well did Isaiah prophesy of this generation, they draw near with their lips, and their heart is far from me. God's people, they worship God in the Spirit. They truly, sincerely worship God, rejoice in Christ Jesus, and have no confidence in the flesh. They're not hypocrites. They're not playing a part. So many do. So many so-called churches, it's just a show of religion. But God's people, although at times they may act hypocritically, but they're not hypocrites. They're true people of God. They're true worshipers. They're real sinners with a real need of a real Savior, real forgiveness of sin. And God has revealed Himself to them. And they come to worship God from the heart for the Lord Jesus Christ who died for their sin. If you're looking for a church house, that's what you'll find. That's what you'll find in the true church house of God. The blood on the door, the lamb inside, the gospel inside, and a people, true people, worshiping God in the Spirit. And no leaven. Until next Sunday.